As you are able, please rise in body or in spirit for the reading of the gospel. The gospel reading is from the gospel of Luke, chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, where he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for a baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. As you are able, please rise in body or in spirit for the reading of the gospel. The gospel reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, beginning in verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God, highest heaven, on earth, peace to those on whom has favor rest."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let's go back to Bethlehem and see this happening as told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So who was the greatest superhero of all? Jesus. He wasn't born the way we were. He wasn't born in a hospital. He wasn't born at home the way some people are. He was born in a stable, wasn't he? And he didn't live in a fancy place. The superheroes, a lot of the good ones were born in New York or California, right? Jesus was born in a stable. He didn't live in a palace or in a fancy place like Batman or Iron Man. He lived in a stable. Has anybody ever been to a stable? Probably you have, yeah, okay. A horse stable has dirt floor, has hay and straw, has some kind of feed for the animals to eat. And so when you have hay and straw and feed, you have mice, right? So there's mice in stables, right? There would have been mice in the stable where Jesus was born. I want to tell you about the mice that were living in the stable back there in Bethlehem. So there was a mouse family, and the father's name was Nathan, and the mother's name was Martha, because she was very busy all the time. And they had seven little mice children, right? Seven little ones. Mice have a lot of kids, right? So one day Nathan was out of the stable. He was outside and going down the path. He went down there to visit some of their relatives. And on the way, he saw a man and a woman coming the other direction, coming towards him. And the woman was on a donkey because she was pregnant. She couldn't walk. She needed that help. And so he didn't think anything of it, but he went and spent this time with his neighbors, with his friends. And then he came back to the stable, and lo and behold, that man and woman were in his stable. You know, they were there. And so he went back up to where they live, where his little mouse family lived, which was up in the rafters, up above the up in the upper part of the stable. There's a little crack up in there, and that's where they lived. And he went up there, and he says to his family, "Be careful. There are humans in here right now. We have to be very quiet so that we don't get caught and we don't get stepped on." That would be worse, huh? So the sun went down. It was dark. Everything was quiet. And then Nathan has very good hearing. You know, mice have good hearing. He was able to hear something going on, all this rustling in the stable. So he came out a little bit and listened more closely, and he could hear something going on. So he finally ventured his way out onto the edge there, and was able to look down over to the horse's feeding trough. That's what a manger is, the feeding trough. And he saw Mary and Joseph, but he saw a little baby. It was the most beautiful human he'd ever seen. Never seen a baby like this. This baby was just so amazing. And so he couldn't take his eyes off of him and just stood there for a little while, just motionless, just so surprised. So he went back a minute later and he told Martha all about what he saw. And so he says, "Martha, I'll watch the kids. You go out and you take a look. See what you see." So Martha came out along the beam there and leaned over very carefully so nobody would see her. And she was just amazed, just so surprised. It was such a beautiful sight. She'd never seen a baby like this. So bright, so warm. Something about him that was just like no other child she'd ever seen. So she went back and said, "You know, let's wake the children up. They need to see this baby too." So Nathan says, "Well, I'll stay here and we'll tell the children to be as quiet as they possibly can, quiet as mice. Go out across the beam and don't do anything. Just look and see what you see." So they did that. All seven of them came out across, looked down over the beam, and they were so surprised at this little baby. In fact, their little bodies shook. They were so happy. They were so excited to see this. And so then they crept back to their home, and the mouse family went to sleep that night. So the next day, the man got up and left to go get some water for the little baby and also for the baby's mother. And while he was gone, a bird flew into the stable. This big bird flapping its wings went up into the upper part, up into the rafters where the mice were, and started to talk to the mice, because birds talked in those days, right? So the bird's talking to the mice, and the bird says, "I know who that baby is." And the mice said, "Who is it?" "Well, that's the Son of God. That's Jesus. That's who that is." And the mice said, "Well, how do you know that? How do you know who that is?" And the bird said, "Well, last night I was up in my tree, you know, the tree in the shepherd's field. That's my favorite place. That's where I go at the end of the day. And I was sleeping. It was the middle of the night. And all of a sudden this flash of light came, and it was an angel talking to the shepherds. And the angel said, for us to not to be afraid, for the shepherds to be aware of what was going on, because what had just happened was a baby was born that would be the savior of the world. And this baby was actually in this stable, in a manger, in a feeding trough, and you could go and see him and just be amazed at who he is." So that's who this baby is. And so the mice said, "Wow, that's wonderful that you know that." And they were so happy that they knew that this little baby who came to save the world came to save them. This little baby came for them. Now, you know, Jesus is more than a picture. He's more than a movie. He's more than a comic book character. He's more than any of our imaginations can conjure up, because Jesus is real. Jesus was a person. Jesus is a person that came to live with us and to be like one of us. He was planned by God. He was created by God and brought into this world in a special way to be God's son, to be God's perfect child, amazing child. And you know, children, you were planned too. You are here because God wants you to be here. And you were born where you were born, and you're loved just like Jesus was loved by his family and by all the animals and all the others that saw him, the wise men and the shepherds. You have your family who love you too, and they love you very much. You have a place in this world just like Jesus does. So there's reason for us to be joyful tonight. How do you spell the word? How do you spell joy? How do you spell joy? J-O-Y. So the J stands for Jesus, the O stands for others, and the Y stands for you. So let's do this. Let's proclaim joy tonight by remembering and giving thanks for Jesus. So point up for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for coming this day to us. And Jesus came for others, came for everybody. So point to everybody else around. Jesus came for everybody. Jesus came for the whole world. And Jesus didn't just come for the big world. Jesus came for you. Point to yourself. Jesus came for me and you. Jesus came for you. Let's give Jesus a hand. Thank you, Jesus, for coming. Merry Christmas.